This is KCUR. I'm Gina Kaufman. So you're driving around Kansas City, or maybe walking, or riding a bike, and you notice something. A weird statue, a mysterious storefront, or some other architectural oddity, and you think,
what is that?
What is that?
What is that?
What is that?
It's hard to miss Penguin Park on Vivian Road in the Northland. I mean, there's a giant penguin. It has a way of sticking out. So obviously we know what it is. It's a penguin in a park, but why is it there? Where did it come from? Suzanne Hogan has the story.
At the park on the corner of Vivian Road and North Norton Avenue lives a 25-foot-tall penguin. It's almost 50 years old.
I like to slide on the penguin, and I also like to slide on the kangaroo.
The penguin is the center attraction. It used to be a slide that you can climb up inside of and go down. But now it's been modified to have a slide extend off the side of it.
Papa, push me.
Taryn Smith is 6 years old. She and her grandfather, Ed Kennedy, come here at least once a month. The park also has your typical playground things like swings and monkey bars. But the large penguin, kangaroo, giraffe, and elephant are all part of the park's unique collection of large-scale fiberglass animals, all made by hand half a century ago.
I'm going down the slide.
Kennedy watches Taryn slide down the kangaroo and recalls even 25 years ago when he witnessed her mother doing the same.
We were looking through pictures the other day, and I had a picture of her mom and her uncle sticking their head out of the penguin.
You know, you've probably been through three or four generations.
Mark McHenry is the director of Parks and Recreation for the city of Kansas City, Missouri. He says this park has become a cross-generational landmark.
Yeah, I don't think there's anybody that lives north of the river doesn't know about Penguin Park.
So we know what it is. I mean, it's a penguin. It's a slide. But it's also a handmade piece of art. In a day and age where playground equipment is mass manufactured and purchased from catalogs, finding a handmade, unique structure is a rarity. The penguin is a relic of a bygone era, an era that had craftsmen, like Vernon Jones, the penguin's creator.
I think he was one of the first originators of what these call, I call this a destination playground. You know, a lot of times a playground will just be like a swing or a slide or something, you know, a small item within a park. But this is a place you can spend time.
McHenry worked for Jones when he first joined the Parks Department in the 70s. But Vernon Jones had been working for the department since the 50s, when Kansas City first annexed the Northland.
We were basically building our own playground equipment. Today, we just buy it off a shelf.
They even made their own picnic benches in those days. McHenry recalls that Jones was a quiet guy, humble, did his own thing. He was self-taught and liked to tinker. McHenry and Jones used to eat lunch together every day. Jones was the kind of guy that liked to eat at the same place, Hayes Hamburgers, another Northland institution, and order the same thing every day.
I mean, I don't think you ever missed, and I missed a few days.
In the 60s, the Kansas City Park Superintendent of the time wanted to build a Santa's Wonderland for the city. Jones's imagination went to town. Out of pipes, plastic, wood, fiberglass, some recycled materials, he created a large-scale Santa Claus and snowman slide. They were part of Gillam Park's Santa's Wonderland for years. The next year, it was decided that the Northland would have its own Wonderland. So Jones started working on a penguin and a giraffe.
I mean, why a penguin? You know, I'm not sure, quite frankly, why you picked a penguin.
I guess, why not a penguin, right? The 25-foot-tall penguin was an instant success. Jones went on to manage the Northland Parks, but Mark McHenry says he also continued working on other fiberglass structures and sculptures for the city.
It was kind of his own little personal passion.
Over the years, the penguin started to see some wear and tear. In the 80s, Jones even came out of his retirement to make repairs to his penguin, as it was experiencing water damage. In the 90s, a Save the Penguin Park campaign was launched to raise money to make necessary park renovations and to add a pavilion. Today, the park sees thousands of visitors a year.
You know, the fact that there's kids up here playing on his stuff today, 50 years later, I mean, that would just, you know, that'd make him smile.
Hi.
Whoa, hi.
Hi.
This is a cool slide.
Hi.
Vernon Jones passed away in 2004, but Mark McHenry says that he thinks his good friend would be overjoyed with how the penguin and the park are being utilized today.
He was just trying to do something for the kids. And, you know, that's a big part of parks. I mean, that's what they're for. They're for people to enjoy the outdoors.